Born to Achieve.
Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve.
I am born to achieve, and so are you. Welcome back to the Born to Achieve show. And with me is my guest and co-host, Mr. Delano El Diacho. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about trying to address the topic for young men where they're going through doubt in their mind that, the belief system of Christianity and understanding that it has, in order for them to find their purpose and be driven by what is ordained for them, they gotta understand the basics. And LD said, look here, we can talk about that today. So LD.
Michael.
You go.
All is God and God is all. Plumber Anthony Brooks taught me that. I'll say it again, because this is the premise of this conversation. God is God, and all is God. Always remember that. Now, for us to talk about religion, there's some things we have to add on. We have to talk about eternity after life. We have to talk about the church. We have to talk about the Bible. And we have to talk about heaven and hell. And most importantly, we have to talk about faith. So, Andrew, we're going to start this off by you naming some of the religions. There's a lot of religions out there. Just name some of them. Pull them up on your computer.
Yeah, and we got that. And so, at top of this list, when we pulled up, 20 top religions in the world, Christianity. Right, which is adherence of more than 2 billion people. That's 31% persons in the world. Islam, more than 1.9 billion, 24%. Secular religions, 1.1 at 15.5%. Hinduism, 1.1 billion, 15.2%. Buddhism, 506 million persons, 6.6%. Chinese tradition and religion, 394 million, 5.6%. Ethnic religions, over 300 million, that's 3% world population. African traditional religions, 100 million, 1.2%. Then you have spiritualism and Judaism, around at 14.7 million, for 0.2%, that's like 0.2%. Baha'i, 5 million, 0.7%, and goes on and on and on.
And so there are a lot of religions out there. Now, again, we got to be sensible with religion.
Okay? God, Ellie, we're trying to address young this issue
yeah,
that we are having. But persons, these young men and women are having today in understanding their purpose and
right.
not seeking, going toward faith and belief in
right.
God.
Right. And so to know anything, you got to know about it. You cannot be blinded with it. Okay? Mind you could, but if you have sense.
But let me ask you something. There's something what the church teaches, or what you think the church should teach, or they said you got to go to special class. What you talking about? I mean, this is your view. I see you bring your notes and you're researching.
Yeah, this is opinionated. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. This is opinionated.
But yeah.
The information is there.
But it can make sense.
All you have to do is use your brain and put it together.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it can make sense.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, I'm a Christian, believe it or not.
I am too.
Okay. But Judaism has one of the best philosophies about religion. You see, religions are they discriminate, because every religion believes they're the only ones getting to heaven.
Yeah, but that ain't what God said.
Okay, now, Judaism, this is what they teach. They believe once you do good, no matter what religion you're in, you have a window
they're the kingdom.
Boy,
Christians believe they're the only ones getting heaven, you know.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Huh? They don't believe Buddhists get in heaven. They don't believe Hindus get in heaven. Let me tell you something, boy. God is a good God. He loves all his children.
Amen. All the time.
God got a sense of humor. All right? The rainbow can't have one color. Okay? And whether you believe what they believe or not, it's like you having children. I never know someone to have all children the same. They can be different.
You're right. Okay. You're right. All them different.
So you have to broaden your perspective about religion. All right? All religions believe they're the only ones getting, you know. 7-day Jehovah's Witness. But look here. They remind you that's how religions work. From you are born, you are brainwashed into a religion. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
But are you saying the church, you're in the church brainwashing people, getting brainwashed in the church?
From you were born. But ain't nothing wrong with that, because you need a guide. You see, religion is only a guide. See, we get this thing twisted. Religion is a guide, and your pastor or priest is the tour guide. You don't worship no pastor. Huh? What you worshiping them for?
You worship God.
Okay. As I know it, the Bible went through a lot of translations. And I think the last one was Latin, when the Catholic Church had a stronghold on it. And the communists had to listen to them to find out what was in it.
Explain the communists.
Well, they were the communists in the villages and stuff. They didn't know Latin.
They didn't know Latin, right? Yeah.
Then, in those days, only scholars knew Latin.
Yeah.
All right? Now, what's this? As time progressed, the Bible was converted from Latin to English. Praise the Lord for that. Because now you got freedom. Everybody can read the Bible now. Okay? So, when you go to church, your pastor or priest should not be able to tell you nothing that you ain't read in the Bible. Now, you may not understand certain things, and he may reveal little things to you, but you should have read it to make sense of it. But you know, people want the Bible to be an instant microwave. It ain't no microwave. Sometimes the things you read in the Bible, you wouldn't understand till 10 years later.
That's the sweetest and the hardest book in the world to read.
Okay? And that's why you gotta read it over and over and over again.
Until you get it.
And you gotta allow God to reveal it to you in his time, not your time. Because you want it revealed right away. It ain't no microwave. All right? But your pastor is only a tall guy. That's all he is. And you got to understand that. And a lot of people get this twisted. They start worshiping these men. Let me tell you something about the church.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Mail, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
Let me tell you something about the church, because I told you that talk about church and all the rest of that, right?
That all guy can you all over Egypt.
Yeah. All right, you got traditional churches, and you got these self-made churches. And Peter ain't better than Paul. All got the problems, yeah. Wait till I talk about the Catholic Church. All right? Yeah. But
we're discriminating, Nelly.
But watch these self-made churches. What has happened when the pastor died? Huh? Most of the time. Not all the time.
If I know the land.
Boy, wars break out.
Yeah.
Big war. And if it ain't war, after that, the church has died. I ain't gonna call no names. There's a lot of examples in our own country about that. Okay? Self-made churches. All right? So, you got to be very careful. how you approach religion. You don't worship nobody in no church. They ain't no better than you. Oh, pastor this, pastor that. He say this, he say the next. Listen to me.
You don't worship no one, but you go to church to worship.
Well, you go to church to worship. Not for him to tell you what in the Bible. That's camaraderie.
You read it.
That's camaraderie. Remember I talk about camaraderie? And God liked that. He liked when people come together to worship him. Now, here's something about God. You don't know God. You know about him. And you see, this is a mistake a lot of people make.
Why do you say you don't know God?
You don't know.
I can say you never see God.
Okay, I can prove it to you.
Yeah.
You don't know God. I can prove it to you right now.
Go on.
Watch this. I can prove it to you right now. You don't know God, boy. You know about him. Now, you see, we read the Bible and miss a lot of the facts in it.
Yeah.
There's a story about the Tower of Babel. You remember that?
Yeah.
Those people thought they could reach God. They never could reach God. But God had to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
And he played a simple trick on them.
Yeah, it's too smart.
He changed their language.
Yeah.
And then the construction stopped. Simple trick. And you know what God was telling them? Boy, y'all don't ever think y'all could ever know where I am and who I am. But you see, we get this mixed up. God is there to help you, not for you to try and find out who he is.
That's where the belief comes in. That's where we're talking.
The only link you have to God is your faith.
The faith, the belief.
And then with faith comes what? Works.
Exactly.
Doing good for people. Remember I told you that? Doing good for people. Faith without works is dead in the water.
Yeah.
It means nothing. So you have faith in God, and then you do good.
But Ellie, tell us, we talking to young people now. We talking to these people who lack in faith, who don't see things.
Well,
some people who gone off to school, they're out there and they don't know where they are, where they're in the position. They feel as if what they supposed to get now, what they see someone starring on TikTok or trending and all these likes and everything, and they feel like their life just ain't nothing. But as far as they said, they doubting.
Well,
they doubting, Ellie.
Well,
these young people, they doubting. Tell them what we say when we talk about faith
well,
right now.
Okay. I told you, God loved all his people, boy. Remember that. And God works in his time, not yours. But you got to be willing for him to work with you. Now, one of the most dangerous apostles was St. Paul, you know.
Oh, Lord.
St. Paul used to kill Christians, you know. People don't see, they just ignore the truth. But he is the most popular, one of the most popular apostles they talk about, St. Paul.
Yeah.
But you know what God had to do to him? He had to blind him and reveal to him the other side. Okay? See, if you are in a circumstance where you don't believe, God will reveal that to you at some point, but you gotta be willing to take it. And he will reveal himself to you. You better believe that. But if you be dumb and don't take the revelation, then you might get punished. God made man in his what?
Image.
Own image. Sometimes he's get angry, boy. And every now and then, he got to put his finger in the pot and stir it.
Squeeze you.
All right? Now, it's a little straight. It's straight here, but I got to straight here because this is a pivot point.
We want people to understand
a pivot
why they got to believe. They got to believe that there's a purpose in their life. That God has a purpose for them.
You see, when you are living in the history of the time, you don't appreciate it. You appreciate history 100 years down the road when you read it.
Yeah.
Now, I can get in trouble for this with the scientists. Because, you know, I'm a science person. There's a seminar thing on the internet.
That's not going on here.
That talks about when the cows of religion and science meet. Okay? It's very interesting to watch. There's a Catholic, the Vatican I won't get that.
No, we ain't know.
But they have, in the Vatican, they have a lot of priests who have PhDs in astronomy and astrology. All right? But it talks about religion and science. And they buck heads all the time. All the time they buck heads. Because the scientists and the religious community can't really get along. Because they think differently. All right? But anyhow.
What's your point? Science, what you're saying, scientists don't believe the same thing?
Well, some scientists are Christians, but the belief systems
connect. They go on out of space.
They don't connect. Okay.
That's a
very, very sensitive area, like religion.
Bring it back to God out of the purpose features.
Right. See, I have to be very careful about religion because it's an extremely sensitive topic. And people catch feelings right away when you talk about religion.
Everyone knows better than you.
Right? But you have to use your what?
Brain.
All right? Now, I've gone off track for a minute, but let me come back. All right, so.
All right, let's get back on track. Let's let them know.
So, I talk about the self-made churches. Now, let's go to the Bible.
Now for a commercial break.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today. Available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
When you talk about the Bible, you see, people read the Bible literally. And that causes problem a lot of times. When I was a teacher, I always used to do. Now, they say the Bible was inspired by men of God, right?
Right.
But they don't know how much times that was translated. And boy, that couldn't be translated correctly all the time. Some mistakes happen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's use one example. It's just an example. And I want to prove the point. So they say Moses was on, he went up on a mountain for 40 days, right?
Right, the mountaintop.
And boy, they had argued to death for that 40 days. But they missed the story. What if it was 41? What if it was 39? Huh? You think that make a difference? You don't worry about the literal interpretation of the Bible. You worry about the story. The story ain't changed. You know what's so important about that? You know how angry God was? That's the only time I know he came to earth in fire.
And brimstone.
Right? He was angry.
And gave you all them laws.
You know why? Because them people was doing a bunch of foolishness.
Give us them laws.
They was, from where he brought them, they was worshiping idols, having sex with animals, and men having sex with men, and all kind of nonsense. And he got angry, so he had to teach them a lesson by giving them, before them, they were free, and they could do anything. He had to give them some rules and regulations. And he write them out. Moses ain't write them out. God write them out on a tablet. You saw my tablet today, that's the tablet.
Real tablet.
And he gave them 10 commandments to follow, which we got to follow today because of them.
They were slapped.
They was out of hand. Way out of hand.
And we out of line.
Okay. So, when you read that Bible, you cannot get second and third mentality and get caught up in the literal meaning of it. And it just disgusts me, these preachers who is get caught up in the literal interpretation of the Bible. Talk about the story, man. That is where the meat is in the story. But they won't get caught up in how long it was and what the Bible say, the time it was. You cannot get caught up in that.
But sometime it'll be a purpose for the time, Ellie. What you think?
I understand what I'm saying, Andrew. It could be righteous, but don't get caught up in it. You understand?
Right.
Let's talk up. Okay, Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. Okay, good. But don't get stuck on 40 days.
Along you still.
Yeah. Let's talk about the story.
What happened?
Let's talk about what happened. There's a serious message there.
The importance of it. I got you.
Let's talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. Why God turned them people into salt. Let's talk about Noah. Why he brought a flood here. Huh? Now, you got some things happening. My thought came back. Now you got some things happening in this world today. And people missing the stories. You see Katrina? Katrina could have hit anyway, you know. Now, like I said, scientists can get mad at me. These fellas who study hurricanes, they gonna say the westward winds or whatever sent it there. Boy, is the reason why Katrina hit Louisiana. Now you go figure. All right, Dorian. Dorian could have hit anywhere in the world. Red stop. Huh?
These beautiful shorts.
Not beautiful shorts. It stopped right over the mud and pigeon peas.
Oh, Lord.
And you know why? Okay, you go figure. I ain't say it on the internet. But you know why it stopped there. Because what they was doing there. You see the turmoil Haiti in now? Big turmoil. You see the turmoil Israel and Iran and now they're at war again. And that's where Jesus went to try and correct that. But they ain't learned yet.
What?
You see, Jesus didn't go all over the world, you know. He never been to Russia. He never been to the Caribbean. I can tell you that.
He didn't record it.
He ain't never been to the U.S., all right? He went to a certain sector of the world, and it has to be a reason why.
Yeah.
And I believe, because Rome, boy, Rome was corrupt as hell, all right? I believe that was probably the worst area of the world, and that's why Jesus sent him there to help. That's my belief, and that's opinionated.
Yeah.
Like I say, you don't have to believe nothing I say. The theologians
of you as an opinion.
Yeah. The theologians out there could shoot
this discussion.
They could shoot darts at me on that. That's just my belief. Right?
Well, the question is if it's making sense. That's what we, you know.
Yeah. So to the young people out there who listen to this, if they listen to this, I want them to understand. You got to start to elevate your thinking and use your brain. Now, some people can't absorb this information. A lot of people can just tell me, well, you're talking foolishness. But the facts are there. Mm-hmm. Go and recite them. Right? You don't have to listen to me, no. Just go and look it up. I don't talk out my head, believe it or not. But anyway, that's me for today.
Anyway, that's Ellie for the day. That Ellie, that's a lot. That's a whole lot, man. But like you say, the facts are there. So, you know, what he's expressing to you is that it's up to you to really go and research if what has been in doubt, right? You don't have to question what is in your life, what's happening, and blame it on that you don't believe in. You know, the Bible, what the Bible says, so you don't believe in, you know, and you feel disappointed and in a dark place. because you don't have understanding. And so just do your research. You ain't come. Sometimes you may not come into church. A lot of these young boys, and they say, man, the church ain't making no sense, and this ain't making no sense. Well, that's why Ali addressed it from a different perspective. You know, this is just his own perspective, because he do some research, and it's something to back up what he said. But, you know, that's up to you to really find out. You know, speak to your pastor, speak to your parents, but you got to believe, you know, because what he said is basically spiritually based, is from the Bible. He ain't running away from that, but the Bible is our guide. You know, that's, like he said, it's a reason for the stories, just understanding the stories and so forth. So we all, you know, like he said, right off the back, he disclaimed, you know, he said to himself that, hey, I'm not saying that. I told you I'm a Christian. And he explained, and he knows where his strength, he knows, he said, you know, is wisdom. He knows where it comes from. It comes from God, right? So, you know, we're just saying to you that in all your searching, in all your thinking, put God first. Everything that you do, you know, reach out to God to make it make sense for the things that's happening in your life. All right, we wrap up another episode of the Born to Achieve podcast, and hope that, you know, it'll been informative and helpful for you, those of you that were doubting, and understanding that you are born to achieve.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.